advantage of ridiculously low fixed mortgage rates. Today, still in the twos.
Rolling on land insured.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, 2.875, APR 3.776, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Don't mind me. I'll just sit here quietly while you drive. Hey, so how many miles you got on this baby? Got a lot, huh? I'll be quiet. You know what doesn't have six-figure mileage on it? Every Honda-certified used car. Yeah, Beach is a well-maintained late-model Honda. Each gets a grueling 150-point inspection, too. And I'll stop talking. Hey, this is where I get out anyway. So, yeah, Honda-certified used cars. Next best thing to new. Just saying.
See Broadway Ford Truck Centers for all of your commercial truck needs. They also have all the parts you would need and a great service department. See them at BroadwayTruck.com. Aren't they location just off of Broadway?
All right, it's time to talk about a movie. I believe, if I read her email correctly, it's The Kings of Summer. Before she speaks, have you guys ever heard of The Kings of Summer?
No. No.
I haven't either. It sounds like one of those coming-of-age things.
Baseball.
Three boys down at the fishing hole or something. Or baseball or a mobster movie, The Kings of Summer. Mm-hmm. We're going to find out because it's time to check in with Fawn Diaz-Granados, courtesy of Ashley Furniture Home Stores and their six locations in the St. Louis area. Give it up, if you would, for Fawn Diaz-Granados, everybody.
Yeah.
Well, hello, fellas. How are you?
Good. It seems that I saw a trailer or something for Kings of Summer, but I just don't remember what it was about. I haven't heard. Is it out yet? I guess it is.
It's out. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been out for a couple of weeks. It's a coming-of-age movie, so you're right about that. I think I saw a trailer for it a while ago, too. It didn't really resonate with me. But I was looking for something that would be the exact opposite of the big popcorn, you know, action movie like Superman, and started to look up some of the independent films. And this one was one that was showing here in St. Louis, and it features a St. Louisan. And so I thought, I'll go see it. This guy named Gabriel Basso, he's a young kid. I don't know where he grew up in St. Louis. I would be interested in knowing, but he's really, really good, and I think he has a future in Hollywood.
So there's no big name. There's no big name star in this thing.
No. There's just three kids that I've never seen before. They've done a little bit of stuff on TV, little small roles and movies, but these are all just guys getting started. They're probably going to be really big in the next, you know, 5-10 years. But right now, they're teens, maybe early 20s at the most. Yeah, nobody you would know though. Nick Robinson. Some kid named Moises Arias, who's hilarious. I think he was on, like, that Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana show back in the day.
So, yeah, and that's a very common name. A lot of guys named Moises.
Oh, yeah.
Such a common name.
Moises Alou.
You know, yeah.
No. And he plays this really eccentric, weird, supposedly Italian kid, and he's hilarious in it. And, you know, this tale kind of reminded me of my weekend where I was, like, sleeping over with the Boy Scout camping for the first time. It's all about these kids who grow up in the suburbs. They have these weird relationships with their parents, right? Because they're in that struggle. They're like 15-ish. They want to be men, but they are still boys. They have to follow the rules. They don't like it. The main character, Joe, his mom is dead. His dad is the guy Nick Offerman. He plays Frank, his dad, and he's kind of like a unhappy guy, and everybody around him is unhappy because he's unhappy.
Now, what's the setting here? What city?
Oh, I don't even know. I think it's any town in America, maybe Pennsylvania, but I'm thinking Midwest.
Okay, but so it's not like New York City or Chicago or some big city.
No. Okay. It's just like a small, you know, Midwest type town, and so there are woods nearby. It's kind of like being in Chesterfield and you wander into Wildwood, because that's what this kid does.
Okay.
He's leaving some party where the kids get kicked out off of a beach, a little small beach, and he finds this clearing in the woods, and he has a bright idea. I can get away from everything just by building my own pad here. And that's where the title comes from. It's the idea that these kids get together, and they build this shack in the middle of the woods, and they essentially run away from their parents one summer. And they kind of form this friendship, but the friendship is tested when some other people come into the picture, namely a pretty girl, pretty blonde girl, and she favors one friend over the other. And so kind of things fall apart, and they realize how important it is to still have family and that they're not quite men yet. But I get it. I mean, I was out in the woods with the Boy Scouts, and I like felt like the salt of the earth and wanted to build stuff and wanted to build a fire. And that's what these kids were doing. I want to go out and hunt and gather myself and, you know, become a man. And, you know, it's just not that easy to do. And it's kind of hard to believe that in this day and age there are any parts of the woods, especially like somewhere like in Wildwood, where eventually somebody isn't walking on a trail and running to you. But if you can suspend disbelief, it's a very cute movie, a great movie to go with your son. If you have one that's a teenager, you might have to sit away from him. But I think it really can start some dialogue, because I didn't realize how hard it was to be a teenage boy.
Well, now, let me it's not a comedy. It's not really.
It is.
Oh, it is a comedy.
It's serious, but it's still a comedy. There's a lot of funny lines, a lot of bad language, so it has an R rating, which is really silly, because, you know, kids are used to hearing, you know, the F-bombs or whatever.
And what does that what do you mean? What does that mean? What does that mean, F-bomb? What, what do you mean? What is that?
Oh, you know it.
I don't believe teenagers talk like that.
No.
Well,
I don't know what kind of neighborhood you grew up
talk
in.
Like that.
No. All right, so it's you obviously can't give. Is there any, at least some sort of unexpected twist or ending, or is it just sort of a story?
It's just sort of. It's kind of like a Stand By Me, a river runs through it. It's quiet. It's funny. I mean, there are some really funny moments, but there's no big event that happens in it.
And by the way, those are great examples because River Runs Through It, Legends of the Fall, Stand By.
Yeah.
There's not a block. Oh, I didn't see that coming. But there, through the movie, there are lots of little plots within the plot that, you know, make it interesting.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like. I mean, these kids, they just want to be kings of their own castle. That's the idea.
Nice.
And, I mean, probably every boy dreams of it at some point. Can I just get away and do my own thing?
Yeah, I'm kind of dreaming of that now.
Exactly.
Okay.
Take me with you, Frank.
The Kings. Oh, did you hear that? She said, "Take care." Keep that recorded,
all right.
Peon, just in case. The Kings of Summer. How many ARDs?
I give it 3 ARDs.
Well, that's not too bad. That's not bad. Here they come.
No.
All right, Dan.
Thank you for that, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, Frank.
All right, Dan, there she goes.
Bye-bye.
Fawn Diaz Granados, everybody. Her fate is in your hands. We're on that bubble now. Do we let her keep going? Do we tell her thanks but no thanks? It'll be interesting. We'll see. Brought to you, of course, by Ashley Furniture Home Stores. 6 locations in the St. Louis area. Now, this... askmen.com or whatever it is. The reason I went and found this is because of the death of James Gandolfini, Tony Soprano. I like prison movies. I like military movies. I like gangster movies. I really like gangster movies. So they've come up with, they surveyed all these men. It's one of the 12, the Dirty Dozen, the 12 best gangster movies of all time. And I'll start with 12 and we'll work our way toward number one. Number 12 is The Untouchables. Now,
oh boy.
And real quickly, for those who don't know, it's takes place in Chicago. It's in the 30s. Prohibition, by the way, I believe was basically the birth of gangsters and the mob and mafia. I mean, that's really when all of it started was Prohibition. And... yeah, the agent in it is Elliot Ness, and he teams up with an old Irish cop, so they're going to bring down the guy that nobody can get to, and that's Al Capone. It stars Kevin Costner, Sean Connery, Robert De Niro, Andy Garcia. And then, in each of these little paragraphs about these 12 best gangster movies, they have best quote from the movie. I could not disagree more. Here's what they say is the best quote. You can get further, and I don't know who said this, so let's say it was Sean Connery.
Oh, boy.
All right.
You can get further with a kind word and a gun than you can with just a kind word.
Hmm.
Wow.
I don't think that's the best quote of the movie.
No.
I think we know what it
what
is.
What do you think it is?
He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way, and that's how you get Capone.
That's much, that's much better.
Yeah, I say that's the quote.
Yeah.
Number 11. I don't think I've ever heard of this movie, but I may have even seen it because it's a long time ago, 1984, and I'm really bad that way. You'll show me a title like Once Upon a Time in America, and I'll go, I never heard of it. And then my wife will go, yeah, you saw it twice. You know, I mean, it's just, I have a bad memory of that. Dan then would start reciting every line.
Yeah.
All right, have you guys ever heard of Once Upon a Time in America?
No.
I've heard of it, but I don't know if
according to this,
it.
It's the 11th best gangster movie ever, 1984, about a Jewish, some group of, of Jewish gangsters in New York. Stemming from childhood through their glory years during, here it is again, Prohibition. Robert De Niro, James Woods, Elizabeth McGovern, and Joe Pesci. Best quote? I'll have to do them all as, well, let's see, De Niro's not in this one. Joe Pesci. I don't do Joe Pesci, but I'll try it. Some we give them the good life, others we give it right up the ASS. I spell the word. And that sounded nothing like Joe Pesci.
No.
Sorry.
I thought it did.
Okay.
What's that an acronym for?
I couldn't agree with this one more. I'd even put it higher up than number 10, but they say number 10, Casino.
Oh, I love that movie.
If you've never seen it.
Awesome movie.
It's a
long movie.
Wow. It's about, obviously, Vegas and the gambling empire and the feud between mobsters, the cash.
And Pesci's in that, too.
And by the way, so far, every one of these is Robert De Niro in it.
De Niro, Joe Pesci,
James Woods, Sharon Stone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's the Stone right there. Don Rickles, Alan King, Kevin Pollak. Best quote.
James Woods plays such a
crazy creep in that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, he's the best creep in there. Best quote. Well, let's see. I don't do Alan King, Don Rickles. I'll just do this Connery anyway. In the casino, the cardinal rule is to keep them playing and to keep them coming back. The longer they play, the more they lose, and in the end, we get it all.
Wow.
He's not even in the movie. All right, number 9, working our way toward the top gangster movie. Number 9, Bugsy. I don't know that I agree with this.
Oh, that's with what's-his-name.
Yeah, that's right. Warren Beatty.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a story of Benjamin or Bugsy Siegel, who started his dream of developing Las Vegas before his life. And I do remember the part where he gets his in the end, and not in the end, in the head, I think. It comes to a very bloody ending. It's Warren Beatty, Annette Bening, Harvey Keitel. Harvey Keitel, another good guy for a gangster movie. Ben Kingsley, Elliot Gould, and Joe Montana. Is it Montana?
Yeah, Montana.
Best quote, and again, he's not in it, but I'll use his voice.
Oh, boy.
You thought you could steal from me?
You know, Sean Connery should be in every one of these movies.
Yeah, he really should. Maybe they'll remake them now that if they've heard me and they'll go, we got to put him in these. Yeah. Remake them. Number 8, as we work our way toward the top. I did see it. I need to watch it again because I don't remember liking it that much. Donnie Brasco. 1997, based
Johnny
on
Johnny Depp and Al.
Very good,
Al Pacino.
Very good, Al Pacino, Johnny Depp, Michael Madsen, Bruno Kirby, James Russo.
That's a pretty good one.
And Anne Heche, and it's based on a true story about a federal undercover agent who breaks into the mob, and then he finds himself struggling between mafia life and betrayal. Now, I need to watch that again. Best quote. When they send for you, you go in alive, you come out dead, and it's your best friend that does it.
Wow.
Connery could have been in any of these.
Oh, yeah.
Number 7, from 1931, The Public Enemy.
Oh, is that?
Now, James Cagney, I think I can do James Cagney. This is it's an account of the rise and fall of the gruesome gangster.
Oh, dirty rat.
I'm sorry?
Nothing. Is that the quote?
You killed my brother.
My brother? You sound like...
He's like John Kennedy.
Yeah.
Ask not, you dirty rat. It's about the rise and fall of a gruesome gangster by the name of Tom Powers. Public Enemy stars James Cagney, Edward Woods, Gene Harlow, Joan Blondell, and Beryl Mercer, whoever that is. And they don't have
a
best quote, so I'll just make up one. You dirty rat.
That sounded like Ronald Reagan. Yeah.
Well, you dirty rat.
Well, you dirty rat. You shot my brother.
Say no to drugs.
Yeah, say no to... Nancy, well, my mother, come over here and tell me say no to drugs. Yeah, that's number seven. Number six, A Bronx Tale. It's a good one.
I've never seen that.
No, I've never seen it.
It's about a young boy who joins the Bronx local gang and a dad who tries to keep him away from the dark side. I've seen this twice. This is a great movie, Bronx Tale, 1993. Here we go. Robert De Niro, Chaz Palminteri, Lilio Brancato, Francis Capra, Joe Pesci, Catherine Narducci, and Terrell Hicks.
No Italian names in that one.
No. Uh-uh. Best quote... Listen to me, kid. If she doesn't reach over and lift up that button so you can get it in, it means she's a selfish broad, and all you're seeing is the tip of the iceberg. You dump her, and you dump her fast.
Get it in. What does that mean?
I don't explain them. I just read them. The fifth greatest...
Wait, what's the name of that movie?
A Bronx Tale.
Oh, okay.
It's a really good movie. I've seen it a couple times. Really good. All right, number five, the fifth best movie according to this list. White Heat, 1949. Undercover cop saves the life of a ruthless and violent gang leader named Cody from one of his own henchmen. Cast, James Cagney, Virginia Mayo, Edmund O'Brien, Margaret Wickerly, I guess it is, and Steve Cochran.
Whoa.
Now, I knew he was old.
Wow. Man, he is
He was in a movie in 1949.
Wow.
Holy cow. White Heat. I have to talk to Steve about that. Best quote, and this would be James Cagney, I guess.
Okay.
You know something, Verna? If I turn my back for long enough for Big Ed to put a hole in it, there'll be a hole in it.
A mix of Kennedy and Reagan. Again.
Kennedy, Reagan, Cagney, all together in one.
And a little Walter Brennan.
You know something, Verna?
Yeah. Verna be Pepino.
If I turn my back long enough for Big Ed to put a hole in it, there'll be a hole in it. There you go. Walter Brennan in the gangster movie. Number four, the fourth best gangster movie, Scarface, 1983. Huh. Cuban immigrant comes to America for a slice of the American dream, only to discover that drugs and money are what make a man big. Al Pacino, Stephen Bauer, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, yeah. Hot in that movie.
Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio, and Robert Loggia. He's another good one, that Robert Loggia. Best quote, and Al Pacino's in it. In this country, you got to make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, you get the woman. Hoo-ah!
I think he had a Cuban accent in that movie.
Maybe.
Get the power,
that was off
you
a
get
little
the
bit.
Women.
What was that?
Do that again.
No, I don't know.
Was that Ricky Ricardo?
Yeah.
Lucy!
Hey, you get the power and the women.
The Babaloo. Third best gangster movie ever, Miller's Crossing. I don't even know what this is. 1990. You ever hear of it?
Heard of it, but not.
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
An advisor to a crime boss tries to keep the peace between warring mobs, but gets caught up in one of the greatest double crosses in mob movies. Cast, Gabriel Byrne, Marcia Gay Harden. I like her. John Turturro.
Hey. Marcia Gay Harden. Not Pardon. Harden.
Who?
Oh.
Boy. Whoa. John Turturro, John Polito, and J.E. Freeman. Not a great big cast. Best quote, if you want me to keep my mouth shut, it's going to cost you some dough. I figure $1,000 is reasonable, so I want two. The second greatest gangster movie. I can't disagree with this. Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
1990. Look at the mob in America through the eyes of a half-Irish, half-Italian man's 10-year-old involvement in the mob. Robert De Niro, Ray Liotta, Joe Pesci, Lorraine Bracco, Paul Sorvino, Frank Sevierra. What a cast.
Mm, yeah.
What a cast. Best quote. But
I'm funny like a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. I'm here to laugh and amuse you. And they actually give the number one spot to three movies, and I disagree with this. The Godfather trilogy. I say Godfather number one. Forget the other two.
Two's good, but yeah. Throw three.
All-American gangster film records the Corleone family in their rise and fall from the world of organized crime. Marlon Brando, Al Pacino, Diane Keaton, Robert De Niro. Robert De Niro! He's in all these.
Yes.
James Caan. John, is it Cazale or Cazale? I don't know. Talia Shire. Best quote. Now, I don't know who said. There are two quotes. Best quote one and best quote two. I'll do them both as Marlon Brando.
Oh, boy.
Fredo, you're my older brother, and I love you. But you don't ever take sides with anyone against the family. Ever. My father taught me many things. Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. There you have it. There you have it. The top 12 gangster. I don't think Untouchable should be number 12. There are a couple that I think they could... They got him in the wrong slots there, but rest in peace, James Gandolfini. Thanks for giving me an excuse to pull a segment and to get partway through the show today. James actually helped us do our show today by passing away. I'm sure he didn't intend to do that. First Community Credit Union. I bank there. Do all my banking there. Have a debit card. Have a credit card. Have a car loan, have a business loan, have a checking, savings, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, whatever you want a bank for, whatever you have a bank for, that's what they do at First Community Credit Union. You say, well, how come they're not called a bank? How come it's not First Community Bank? Well, because a credit union, credit unions were established to serve people who work for certain companies. And those people that work for those companies, in this case Monsanto, found it a lot easier to bank. They found that they got better rates, better service, quicker service, preferential treatment. And nobody else could bank at the credit union except the people that worked at that company. And then that changed. And all of a sudden, and the good news for us is now if you can hear the show, you can bank at First Community Credit Union. You don't have to work at Monsanto. But here's what hasn't changed. Preferential service, great treatment, very competitive rates because... They work for you because you, meaning you, the customer, we're called members. We all together own First Community Credit Union. It's a non-profit company. So at the end of the year, profits go back into the company, which means it's stable, secure, plenty of money for the people who need to borrow it at great, great rates. You motorcyclists, I've had 16 motorcycles in my life. I can't have one now because of the deer population where I live. They love motorcyclists, and they love making motorcycle loans, and they love making boat loans to boaters. And I've had a few of those, too. I think you'll love banking there. I'd love for you to check it out. Go in, have some free popcorn, and through the summer, I think through Labor Day, and they got them right now, free popsicles. Take the kids. They don't care if you take four or five or six. Take them all in there. Get popsicles, popcorn, and check out why it's so great to bank at First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
We're going to see how traffic looks now and go airborne with Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. It's already a pretty good start headed as you make your way out of the city of St. Louis, westbound on 64. Just a slow pocket between the section west of the Science Center out to McCausland. Eastbound on 64, you're on the brakes in Jefferson in pockets of Poplar. Pretty good run northbound on 55, eastbound on Highway 44, eastbound on Highway 70 through the Poplar Street Bridge. No major delays in the Metro East eastbound, 55-70. Southbound on 270, already starting to see the volume start to build between Ladue and Doherty Ferry. Illinois 13 at Mud Creek reports of a crash there and the road is closed. Also reports of a bus accident in DeSoto near 2nd Street at Meyer Road in DeSoto. This update brought to you by Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Eat Up Buffet is now serving breakfast Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with an a la carte menu featuring their bigger than big pancakes only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550, KTRS.
The Big 550. Online. On demand.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Hello, St. Louis. This is John Lawndorf, Jr.
purchasing a vehicle should be more than a price tag. At Jenny Londuff Chevrolet, we not only have great prices, but we also have the best customer service in town. From the moment you walk into our showroom floor till you drive off the lot in your new or pre-owned vehicle, we'll treat you like family. And with over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock, Jenny Londuff Chevrolet stands above the rest. Malibu's only $17,900, Impala's just $18,900, and Jenny Londuff Chevrolet is St. Louis Cruise and Silverado headquarters with over 500 in stock, price to sell. Chevy Cruze only $13,900, Silverado's as low as $15,900, pre-owned certified rates 1.9%. Are you kidding me? Plus, I'll guarantee top dollar for your trade. Visit us at I-270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit, shop online 24-7 at LawnDuff.com, or call 314-837-1800. Come experience the LawnDuff difference. Chevy, find new roads.
Johnny LawnDuff Chevrolet.
Too many Americans are living without dental insurance, which means they might not be getting even the most basic care. After all, just a simple checkup can cost $100, and other dental work like crowns and root canals can cost hundreds more. That's why at Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, we're proud to offer Americans the dental coverage they deserve for less than a dollar a day. For a free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-8306. This is strong protection at a great price. It can help pay for just about every procedure you're likely to need. Cleanings, fillings, x-rays, even crowns and dentures. You cannot be turned down for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. Plus, there are no networks, so you can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Everyone deserves to have good dental insurance. So join the thousands of Americans who call us for more information every day. 1-800-300-8306. 1-800-300-8306.
There are all kinds of joint supplements being peddled out there, and most of them have one thing in common. They don't work to give you the relief you're looking for. But now there's Beneflex, a unique formula with a clinically tested patented ingredient that's so effective, you only need to take one pill daily. Just one pill, and you can begin to experience joint relief in as few as 7 days. And here's even better news. Now, thanks to this special radio offer, you can receive a complimentary 2-week sample of Beneflex just by calling 1-800-900-0669. So if you're tired of joint supplements that just don't work, experience the Beneflex Relief Advantage now by calling for your complimentary sample. You could start feeling joint relief in as few as 7 days, so call now. Beneflex is also available at GNC, but remember, you can only guarantee your complimentary sample by calling 1-800-900-0669. That's 1-800-900-0669. 1-800-900-0669.
Here's big news for everyone looking to find powerful, effective relief for their joint discomfort. Instaflex, the number one selling joint supplement at GNC, is now finally available at major vitamin retailers everywhere. Instaflex is number one because it's our most powerful joint relief formula ever. And now the demand has become overwhelming. So to make sure everyone gets a chance to experience the incredible Instaflex difference, we're making it easier than ever to get. Now Instaflex is as close as your neighborhood GNC, Walgreens, Vitamin Shoppe, Rite Aid Pharmacy, and Vitamin World. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. So if you've been disappointed by joint supplements that fail to give you the relief you need, you owe it to yourself to try Instaflex, especially now that its comforting relief is just minutes away. Powerful, effective joint relief has never been easier to find. Look for Instaflex now at GNC, Walgreens, Vitamin Shoppe, Rite Aid Pharmacy, Vitamin World, and major vitamin retailers everywhere.
Did you know diabetes can steal your vision? In fact, diabetes is the leading cause of blindness among adults aged 20 to 74. The truth is, your eyes could already be damaged from diabetes and you may not even know it. There's only one way to find out. Get a retina eye exam. Don't wait. Acting early can help prevent vision loss. The American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech wants you to see the world as clearly as possible. Find out more on how to protect your vision at diabeteseyecheck.org.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florists can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream.
We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
It's the first of its kind in St. Louis. It's Central Table Food Hall with 7 distinct food and beverage stations to satisfy any craving. Central Table Food Hall at 23 South Euclid in the Central West End.
New Quaker State Defy Motor Oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at quakerstate.com.
Hi, this is Terry Hall, host of This Week in Real Estate, and I want to welcome you to join me every Saturday afternoon for This Week in Real Estate, heard right here on the Big 550 KTRS. This Week in Real Estate, a call-in program where you learn everything you want to know about buying, selling, problems you're having, maybe foreclosures or short sales. You learn it right here on This Week in Real Estate. That's This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall every Saturday afternoon from 3 until 5 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Do-do-do-down, do-be-do-down, down.
Neil Sedaka.
Comma-down, do-be-do-down,
down. Stuff is hard to do.
Comma-comma-down.
When times were simpler and music was simpler. And you can understand it. Crank it up. Oh, this is the remake. Ah.
I can't believe it's true.
Girl.
Girl, there's just no living without you.
Thank you. Where are you folks from? Thank you.
Don't take your love.
Thank you. Thank you. Where are you from?
Away from me.
Thank you. Slim Whitman singing Break Up Is Hard to Do. Okay, I won't do it. Let's light these phones up. We have a couple minutes to play. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Once again, a retraction. Thank you, Scott, for letting me know that whole that thing yesterday about the interstate highways being built so planes could land on them. A long-running urban legend. Not true. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. And here's John. Hello, John. How are you?
Hello, Frank. AM in the PM.
That's close enough. AM in the PM. That's good.
Great scene from The White Heat that you discussed earlier with James Cagney.
Yeah.
They were leaving the hideout up there in the mountains, and he comes and he's got a guy that's kidnapped in his trunk of the car, and he says, "Hey, how you doing in there?" Guy goes, "Well, it's a little stuffy. Could use some air." He says, "Okay, fine." So he pulls his gun out and shoots about 5 holes in there. He says, "How's that?"
Oh, man. Oh wow.
Did
he ever actually say, "You dirty rat"? Did he ever say that? Or is it like Judy with James Cagney, where he never really said it?
Frank, I'll be honest with you, I've seen almost all of his movies. I've never really heard him say that.
And you know, they say, too, that Casablanca, which I've never seen, that he never says, "Play it again, Sam." He doesn't say that. So I got to watch that, I guess.
Cagney. He leads up to that, but he really doesn't say "play it again." You know what I want to hear.
And James Cagney was what, like 5'2" or something? I mean, he was really little. What does he want to hear?
But that was also the movie in which he was on top of that big gas tank. He says, "Look, Mom, on top of the world," and he blows it up.
So White Heat's worth watching.
Yes, very good movie.
All right.
Of course, what Cagney movie isn't, I guess.
I guess so. We'll check it out.
Somebody else called and said Midnight Run. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good one. All right, John, anything else?
No, that should do it.
All right.
But I also love The Bronx Tale, too. Great movie.
Yeah, I need to watch that again, too. And Donnie Brasco. Thank you, John.
Alrighty, bye now.
All right. It says here, the mobster refrain, "You dirty rat," was never said verbatim by James Cagney, although he did say something similar. That dirty double-crossing rat.
Okay, not the same as the Impressionists do. And what Cary Grant never said, Judy, Judy, Judy. And I don't think...
Play it again, Sam.
I don't think Humphrey Bogart ever said, play it again, Sam. I don't think that ever happened. Dan is up next. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Frank, I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. How can we help you?
I've been listening, maybe. Could I have been listening for about 18 years?
Yes, you could have been, because I'm very old.
Okay, because I've been a police officer 23 years, and I think I started right when you guys may have started over on Market Street, and I've been listening in the afternoons in my squad car, and you guys keep me company, and sometimes I'll be laughing in my car by myself. So.
Cops need to laugh. Cops need to laugh.
Exactly. So, I don't know if you mentioned them in the list because I didn't get to hear all of them, but Roads to Perdition with Tom Hanks.
You know what? It was not on the list. Wasn't that Pacino as well?
Tom Hanks.
No, it wasn't Al Pacino. Who was the? Oh no, it was Paul Newman. Paul Newman.
Paul Newman was the bad guy in that.
Yeah,
one.
No, that wasn't in there. And I think only because Road to Perdition, if I remember, it didn't have a whole lot of action in it.
Yeah.
It was a lot of tension, but not a lot of action.
Right.
If
and
I remember.
Departed?
Departed's a good one. That wasn't in the list either.
Okay. And also I wanted to give a shout-out to First Community. Back in March, I consolidated a lot of credit card debt, and I went to First Community on Hampton and Old Watson, and Colleen took care of me. It was awesome. It was quick. They were terrific. I finally saw the popcorn maker. And I couldn't have been happier, so I'll give a plug to our friend.
Beautiful. Dan, are you still a cop?
I still am.
All right. Well, go get rid of crime for us. Keep us safe.
All right. We'll keep making me laugh.
I can never do what you do, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I like cops. I've always liked cops. Except that guy gave me that ticket recently. I like him, too. Officers Howes and Hernandez. I'd like to say hi to those guys again. Chesterfield Police Department. I'm kidding. I actually do like them. They did their job, and they did it really, really well when they gave me that ticket. Jim is up next. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Pinion.
Oh, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
this is Jim, but I do try to sound like Carl sometimes.
All right, go ahead and try that.
Yeah. All right, I'm doing it.
Oh, you're doing it now?
Since 1987, and I love you. Not in a sexual way, though.
Okay, do the Carl thing.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try. This is Carl.
You're going to hurt yourself, Jim.
I know it does kind of hurt my throat a little bit.
Well, the other problem is if you keep...
I'll never be a master like you, Mr.
Jim,
Opinion.
Jim, if you keep this up too long, you're going to have a bowel movement.
Yeah.
I already had three today.
Oh, careful. Careful.
It
check
was
your
a
diet.
Good day.
It was a good day.
You want to hear a joke, Mr. Opinion?
I'd love to hear it, Carl.
All right. There's this woman that her husband died,
mm-hmm.
and she called up the obituary people and said, I want to place an ad in the obituary column.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said, okay. And she said, all right, here it comes. Angus McGregor is dead. And the obituary guy said, you got to have at least 8 words.
Is this Cadillac for sale?
No.
Okay.
And so... She thinks a while, and then she says, Angus McGregor is dead, golf clubs for sale.
Same joke.
Oh, yeah.
Same exact joke. You just changed the Cadillac to golf clubs. You get shot because it's the same joke.
I'm sorry.
That's the way you should be.
You want to hear another?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, a Neanderthal walks into a bar.
Uh-huh.
And orders a beer.
Mm-hmm.
Then the bartender brings him a beer and says, that'll be $10. I'm waiting.
No, okay. Go ahead. I don't know this one.
All right. And so...
You can stop doing the voice.
I'm nervous. Yeah. The Neanderthal... I'm losing. the Neanderthal is really kind of upset about this charge, and so the bartender walks over and says, well, we don't get many Neanderthals in here anymore. And the Neanderthal says, well, it ain't no wonder at them prices you ain't going to get many more.
That's the punchline?
Yes, sir.
It was slipping. Your car was slipping a little in delirium. The cable guy.
There's a reason why you didn't know that one, Frank.
Yeah, because I only actually know jokes.
Oh, failures.
Well, sister. I do try, sir. I ain't the master.
No. Go.
I
keep
listen
work.
Every day to try to learn how to be better.
Well, Jim, I'm trying to learn how to be better, too. Keep working on that car, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jim.
My sister.
Okay. No, there was more Larry than there was Carl.
I don't care who you are.
She's a big old something. She's a big one. Let's see who's next. We just have enough time, I believe, for George. Hello, George. How are you?
AM and the PM. I'm well, thank you.
I don't think George is
doing a voice.
Carl,
no, I think that's his voice. That's actually voice. George's voice. What's up, George?
Absolutely. Hey, listen. I had the greatest experience at Johnny Londoff on Tuesday. And I just wanted to let him know and you know. And I told Mary that I was going to do this because I wanted everybody to know. I went to the parts department. Mm-hmm. And everybody wants to sell me $300 worth of service on this 04 Pontiac. Mm-hmm. And he looked and he said to me, have you tried this? And I says, no one's ever suggested it. I fixed that car for $40.
Nice.
Tell me that these people don't deserve a big shout out. And I mean, he didn't have to do that.
Yes, he did have to, because that's how they do business.
Well, I'm telling you, it was, you know, I promised Mary that I would tell the world.
Well, you didn't tell the world, but you told like 100 people.
Well, that's better than myself.
Well, that's right. That's a lot of people. 100,
yeah,
100, 200.
Your show. I am AM and PM, and I love you.
Well, George, we love you, too. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, George. Good old George.
Yeah.
I've never heard from George before. George could call any time. Sometimes you don't know if they're doing a character. That he is that character. That was George, actually. All right. On the way is Bill Cleveland. My kitchen, all my bathrooms were remodeled by Thompson Pricey. Well, that must have cost a fortune if you did all those. Well, it wasn't inexpensive, but we got our money's worth. We also did it one piece at a time. Johnny Cash, there's an old song Johnny Cash did called One Piece at a Time. He worked for a car company like GM, and he actually stole one piece at a time and built his own car. And it's a great song because it's a car that nobody can describe because it's parts of pieces of Pontiacs and Buicks, and so he builds this car. It's called One Piece at a Time. That's how we did our house. It started with the kitchen. Thompson Price and his team remodeled our kitchen. Now, what happens is when you see the quality of the work and you realize, wow, did we get our money's worth, then you start working toward another project because now you want to do a bathroom. So about a year or two later, we did a bathroom. And a year or two later, we did another bathroom. Then we added on to the house. Who do we put in charge of the bathroom that we added on? Thompson Price. So once you find somebody who knows what they're doing, that's who you keep using. Now, you may not have anybody you've ever used because you've never remodeled a kitchen or bathroom. Might I suggest that before you make that decision, because it's a tough one. We talked to 3 different kitchen and bathroom companies, and we settled on Thompson Price. And next time, there'll be no bidding. There'll be no talking. I know where we're going, and I think I know where you'll want to go. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Showroom is in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270. In the shopping center with TJ Maxx right next to McAllister's Deli. ThompsonPrice.com.
Let's get a quick look at traffic now. Here's Frank Ladd.
Southbound 170, Dan, we're seeing some volume now between Olive and 64. It's a heavy stretch there. Southbound on 270, slow in that normal stretch. Olive through Doherty Ferry. 70 westbound, you're on the brakes now between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. Then again in a pocket between 370 and 79. 64 westbound, heavy between the Science Center and Hampton. Then between 270 and Mason. And a couple pockets at Olive and then again at the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 270 up in North County, heavy 370 through 170. Eastbound on 64, it's a slow go in stretches between Jefferson and the Poplar. This update brought to you by Walmart. Hey, do-it-yourselfers, Walmart's low prices make it easy to change your oil because you can get a 5-quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional oil and a Purolator classic oil filter, both for just $18.94. Save money, live better, Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550, KTRS.
The The fried chicken is to die for at Bobek Sports Bar and Grill in Waterloo, Illinois. Happy hour specials and long neck bucket deals at Bobek Sports Bar and Grill in Waterloo, Illinois. Online at BobekSportsBarAndGrill.com.
Have you been told your diamond jewelry is only worth scrap? Of course, T. Brian Hill, owner of UsedJewelryBuyer.com, pays the highest prices on your old gold and silver. But if you have larger diamonds, antique and estate jewelry, or high-grade watches worth more than scrap, isn't it worth your time to find out its true resale value? Don't sell your good jewelry for scrap. For a professional bid on selling your valuable jewelry, visit T. Brian Hill at UsedJewelryBuyer.com, located on Main Street in St. Charles. Now offering professional written appraisals on your fine jewelry.
Save up to 25% on select summer gear and clothing for camping, hiking, and more. Go to the REI Kickstart Summer Event June 21st through the 30th.
I'm so glad we just played that commercial with the mispronunciation of jewelry in it again. You know, that was the commercial we had a while back, and it was mispronounced then. We fixed it, and now we've gone back and ruined it again. It's not jewelry, it's jewelry. Hey, somebody in the big offices, pay attention. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring, and by the way, there's no realtor either. It's a realtor. Jewelry and realtor. Thank you. Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpers in the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. Get that app on your phone. It's free. It's STL Taxi. It's a great app for Laclede Cab. Here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm great. Well, it's been reported that Lindsay Lohan has left the Betty Ford Center because patients there were using drugs.
Oh, what?
What?
Well, that and because they wouldn't share them with her. And the World Naked Bike Ride just took place in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one race where you don't want to be in last place. And CNN may be trying to phase out Wolf Blitzer and replacing him with a younger host.
What?
And Blitzer's pretty mad. Not just because of being replaced, but because the replacement's Bob Barker.
You know, I thought you were going to say Jay Leno. You missed an opportunity.
Yeah.
You missed it.
No. Hang on to your seat. George Zimmer of the Men's Warehouse has been fired.
Here it comes.
Go on.
He's been replaced by Jay Leno.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. All right. And finally, this afternoon.
That's a good one.
That's not good, but still some time. Well, Miami Heat fans are being criticized for leaving early from Game 6 of the NBA Finals. Not really sure why the Miami fans left early, but we can probably rule out rushing home to catch the end of a Marlins game.
Oh, boy.
Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KCRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, bye.
BillRadio.com. You still need to check that out if you haven't. We'll never run out of Jay Leno jokes. Never have. Speaking of jokes, got one for you. Don't go away. 5 o'clock.
From ABC News. I'm Brad Wheelis. You may want